Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right. Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, the MonsterCast broadcast studios, as I bring you this program to hundreds of cities on hundreds of radio stations across America. Today, a huge lineup for you as always, but first, some thoughts as we get ready to dig in today together against the forces that hate us and want to take away our rights. And believe me when I tell you, they are working overtime. They are not slowing down. Look, I'm old enough to remember Ma Bell. The days, remember when you, honey, hurry and get the phone. It's long distance. Remember that? I mean, it costs a lot of money to make a phone call back then. I remember getting yelled at by my dad when I spent too much money when I was living in a dorm. And I was using a payphone down the hall and calling my girlfriend from college and running up phone bills. All that money that I spent. And every other dollar spent on a phone call in America went to one company, AT&T, who also owned Western Electric. And this was such a brilliant decision. Western Electric was their supplier of all telephonic equipment, the only one out there. So every phone, think about this now, every phone, every piece of equipment related to phones and every bill all went to AT&T. That made that company at that point in time in American history the most powerful company in America, probably the most powerful company in the world at that time. Think about this. Controlling every single telephone call in the United States. And if I'm not mistaken, much of Canada. But imagine that today. Imagine today one sole provider of phone service. Now, the process to break that monopoly up began prior to 1982, but it began in earnest in 1982. And over the next few years, up through 83 and 84, over those next few years, saw the baby bells with the breakup of AT&T. They agreed. AT&T knew they were going to lose the government case against them. And they decided to work with them to split the company up. And, of course, you had the baby bells, Southern Bell, Western Bell, Eastern Bell, Northern Bell. You remember that. And they exploded. And then we had new providers coming in, like MCI and Sprint. Remember that? Now, I don't have to tell you what phone service is like today. That once huge company, were it not for cell service today, wouldn't even be here. Think about that. If there was no such thing as cell service, AT&T wouldn't, well, I mean, they'd be doing something different, but I think you know where I'm going with that. Everything's changed radically. So today, in the information age, that was literally unforeseen just three decades ago. Sounds like a long time, doesn't it? No, I was in my mid to late 20s. Some of you were a lot older than that. Time flies, doesn't it? And I'm still young. But today in the information age, which was just unforeseen, as I said, just the few short years ago, the modern-day Ma Bells are no doubt Google and social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter and Google. It's nearly impossible to do business without them anymore. And if just one of those companies, Google, places search results of you and your business anywhere but near the top, you may never be found. You may never be heard from again. You may fold. Companies pay a lot of money to make sure that they're maximizing their what? SEO, search engine optimization, right? You may never be found. The immense power held by that one company is almost unfathomable. It's hard to wrap your mind around it. It's mind-numbing, to say the least. And today, that company, along with the other two that I mentioned, are powerful enough to destroy you, put you out of business, or make it impossible for you to start one if they so choose that they don't like what you do. Now imagine that for a moment. All those years ago, AT&T refusing to allow you. Remember, this was the only game in town. Imagine if AT&T refused to allow you to place a phone call because they didn't like who you were talking to or didn't like what you had to say because they were listening in. Don't believe me that that could happen? Ask Alex Jones how his business is today. Now, I don't know Alex Jones. I've never met the man, and I'm not much on his type of information, conspiracy theories, etc. I know the things he's accused of, some of the things he's said. I keep up with the news. He may be the extremist and everything else everybody else says about him. Maybe. This tweet today from actor and prolific conservative tweeter James Woods. This was earlier today. He tweeted, "I've never read Alex Jones nor watched any of his video presence on the internet. A friend told me he was an extremist. Believe me that I know nothing about him. That said, I think banning him from the internet is a slippery slope. This is the beginning of real fascism. Trust me." James Woods is right. Who's next? Me? Armed American Radio? How about the great legendary Tom Gresham at Gun Talk? Is Fox News next? They don't like what we talk about. Maybe they just wipe us out. Of course, I'm talking literally about the wiping out of a man and his company, just erasing it overnight. Because they find him offensive, and he may be. But I hearken back to the olden days when our phones hung on our walls and didn't walk out the door with us everywhere we went in our pockets, right? No individual company then or today should be powerful enough or to be able to wield that power when the product they control is the personal information and ability to communicate of every single human being on this planet. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we read, everywhere we go, Google knows where you've been. Open your phone and look. The distance you walked or drove, how fast you were moving, where you went, point A to point B, your phone tells them everything and you can't leave without it. Don't think they're listening to your phone calls? Don't think they're not scanning your emails? They are. They've admitted it. Everything we do, say, or read. When one human being who, for whatever reason, within that company, no matter their title, can make a decision to wipe you out instantly, something has to be done. Ask Donald Trump. Ask President Trump today, right now, if anyone can be trusted. I know better, and so should you. As a gun owner, you know better. When it comes to our right to bear arms, those very companies, urged and egged on by global gun banners who are cheering those companies, their ability, the ability of a single company to make a decision that wipes out the right to bear arms or the ability to hear me talk about it with you because they don't like it. Something has to be done. Ask Gunbroker, who just had their apps removed by Google for violation of their terms. Just like that. In today's day and age, that's a crucial part of their business. And mind you, it's a legal business. Doing legal things facilitating or assisting in legal transactions. Disappeared from a huge platform like that. We already know about Cody Wilson and the 3D guns. You think it stops there? Give them your AR-15 and they're going to go away? You think it stops there? We'll talk about this and many other things in this hour with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, next here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Sometimes the best radio in the world is the radio that you never get to hear. Sean and I were just talking during the break about the power of these companies to what they do, and Alex Jones and the voice that people have. And the company has a right as a private business. Though not private, they're publicly traded companies. We're talking about the products. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb, who fights this battle, because we're integrating this First Amendment and the Second Amendment are tied together here, Alan, with Cody Wilson and everything else. And I'm seeing some very alarming things, not just with the companies I mentioned, but I'm going to ask you about some others that are now getting involved in gun control, specifically as publicly traded businesses. What do you think when you see and hear all this? I get concerned about somebody not liking what you and I are talking about tonight because they find it offensive. What do you think?
Well, Mark, it's more than just a danger. It's more than just, you know, alarming. Quite frankly, it's being done to gun owners on a daily basis, to the gun rights movement, to the gun industry. It's a way of controlling the business and putting you out of business and taking away your rights without passing a single piece of legislation. There is no doubt it's an orchestrated effort. Our opponents are working with these companies, cajoling them and pressuring them to do this kind of stuff as well, not to mention the fact that inside these companies there are a significant number of people that hate the Second Amendment, hate your gun rights, that are more than happy to do it on their own anyway. It's a very unique problem the gun rights movement is facing today that we didn't have a decade ago.
Unique is putting it mildly. It wasn't even something we could have foreseen, I don't think. A decade ago. Maybe we could have, I don't know, maybe there were some visionaries out there, but it wasn't something I was talking about 10 years ago on the air. I don't recall hearing Tom Gresham talk about it, you know, over his 24 amazing years on radio. So what concerns me, Alan, is the, for example, part of what we were discussing during the break was the company having a right to have terms of service and being able to eliminate anybody that violates that. Where I'm going with this, and you know a whole lot more about the law than I do, is I can smell something happening. I can see Alex Jones, for example, who apparently has the money and is going to go after this, that this working its way through the court system and becoming another Larry Flint-type case of freedom of speech, but bringing into it all of these new companies and discussing just how vital they have become to our day-to-day life now, just like that's why I drew the analogy with AT&T back in the day, that it said, look, you know, you guys are no longer a company. People can't live without this communicative device. Is there, you see, we can go, well, you think we're going that route?
Well, Mark, let me say something. You know, AT&T as a monopoly monopolized an industry and made profits off of it, keeping competition right out. But what they didn't do was they didn't say you couldn't call their gun store and find out they have a gun in inventory to buy, or you couldn't get on the telephone and join the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation and give them your credit card information over the telephone. They didn't censor what you were doing. They basically kept it open and equal opportunity for everybody to use their service. It's just that you didn't have a choice to use any other service. Right. Now we're in a different ballgame. We're in the ballgame where it's not that you can't use a different service. It's like you're being, eliminated. Your voice is not being heard. You don't get the reach on Facebook that pro-gun, anti-gun people get. Pro-gun people don't get it. You get credit card companies online are saying if you're involved with guns or gun rights, you can't process. They won't process your charge transactions, or banks, insurance companies, Google, Facebook. It's like you get delisted. You can't use it. So it's not like it's like they're saying we own the marketplace and no competition. What you're saying is not only do we own the marketplace, we're not going to let you even have your voice. We're not going to let you have your rights. We're not going to let you be able to turn your voters out when it comes to election day. Only the other side gets to do it. It's much, much, much more dangerous.
It is. It's frightening. It's frightening dangerous. And I wonder, because we're seeing more and more of it directed at us as a community and as an industry, a multi-billion dollar large part of American commerce is the firearms community. And we're seeing the attacks come at us. What disturbs me more than anything else, Alan, besides the companies doing it, is the cheering on of this activity from those who don't like our rights, as if somehow the coin wouldn't flip one day. You see, because we used to think about that in America. well, hey, you better be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. And I could do the same thing with the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, we'll tie all this together, I know, in the next few segments. But do you see anything going forward? How do we respond to this, I guess, is the question I'm asking. I'm not even sure. How do we respond to this?
Yeah. Well, the other side, of course, doesn't care about a rule book or fair play. They never have when it comes to gun rights. So this isn't really surprising, per se, but it's extremely dangerous to all rights and all freedoms, not just gun rights. I think the way we're going to have to deal with this is one of two things. Either the Facebooks and Googles are going to get treated like monopolies and get broken up,
right,
or they're going to have to be regulated to the point where they won't be able to say, you can't participate and your voice can't be heard. Is one way or the other, somewhere the government's going to have to come down. And, you know, I don't like the government regulations doing this, but the bottom line is we're seeing an abuse that we've never, ever seen before. And, you know, when it comes to individual rights being trampled, I mean, the government's going to have to come in. There's no right. These companies have no right to say that if you're, you know, a pro-gun person, you can't participate in the discussion. And that's what we're basically seeing.
That's where we get the utility. That's the difference between the AT&T thing, as you mentioned, as a public utility with a product and a monopoly, a true monopoly that they really, as close as you could get in a capitalist society to a monopoly. But in this case, you're looking more of, we're having to change, it's like electricity. I mean, the internet now is becoming like electricity was. I could have made the argument, you know, 150 years ago, after we discovered electricity, that it wasn't necessary for the first 8 to 10 years, and people still lived, you know, we could, but then it became so powerful, we had to have it.
Well, Mark, relate it this way. If your local power company said, if you're a gun store or you're a gun rights group, you can't have electricity or you can't have a phone line, that's basically what Google and Google and Facebook are doing, so to speak, and others. So somewhere down the line, they're going to have to be told they're not legally allowed to do that, because they can be treated like a public utility, or they can be treated like a monopoly and get broken up, one or the other.
Well, one or the other has to happen, and that, I guess that ends my line of questioning with you. That's kind of how I feel about it, and to hear you say that, I think puts that one to rest. I'm like you. It's not something that I, as a conservative, want to see, is government regulation of any business, but this is not necessarily a business. This is more utility at this stage of the game. So, Alan, when we come back from the break, I know you just got back from Puerto Rico, and I was talking about you being in Puerto Rico during the daytime show, as I do from time to time. You know, look, Alan, it was Labor Day weekend. Alan Gottlieb is in Puerto Rico. He's not vacationing. He's fighting for gun rights in Puerto Rico, and that's just what you do. So when we come back from this break, what I'd like to do is ask you a little bit about what you were doing in Puerto Rico and why it's important to all of us here in the mainland. And then also I want to talk with you about the Kavanaugh hearings and what you're thinking, what your thought process is, because I know you've told us there's no guarantee that he is going to be confirmed. I want to hear what you think about that now after we've gone through that dog and pony show from the Democrats. And then I've got a couple other things I'd like to talk with you about also. We're going to try to fit it all in. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, will be back with me for the remainder of this hour. Don't go away. It's always provocative and it's always fun. We always learn something when Alan's on. We'll be right back. All right, Armed American Radio fan, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,500 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could pick your favorite 1911, a new AR-15, or a new hunting rifle. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my lucky listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA. They're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy any gun you want. And it's never been easier to win. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that easy. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE. That's F-R-E-E to the number 87222. But this all ends Friday, September 21st. So hurry. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. 10 chances to win $1,500 on the line. Imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Make your dream come true right now. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
For the finest in firearms training, check out Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Visit boondocksfta.com for a full list of courses. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back inside these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast broadcast studios with me. What if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox tomorrow, you'll find $1,500 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams, right? Or anything else for that matter. You could pick anything. A 1911, a new AR-15, a couple of them, a new hunting rifle, whatever you want. That dream is going to come true for 10 of my lucky listeners. That's you, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA. They're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy any gun you want, and it's never been easier to win, and it's fun, too. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that easy. Just get your phone out. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. It all ends Friday, September 21st, so hurry. Have some fun with it. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. 10 chances, $1,500 on the line for doing something so simple. Make your dream come true. F-R-E-E, to 87222. I told a funny story during the daytime show. I go to the Braves games. I have season tickets. Boy, the Braves-Diamondback games, by the way, have been amazing. The last four games have been incredible. But nonetheless, they always say this thing. You get this little text message because they're saying, text, what is it? Text FREE or something to whatever number and win a free Coors Light. And I've done it for two seasons. I've never won. And just the last game I was at. I won. So it's you can win these things. Okay, it's that simple. I'd rather have the $1,500 than the Coors Light. So do it. You never know. Let me know if you win it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. All right, Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show. Let's go now to – did you want to say anything else about the Google Facebook thing before we move on?
No, but we're going to cover it very heavily at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which I hope we'll get to talk about in a few minutes.
We are definitely going to be talking about the GRPC. Very quickly, let's go to Puerto Rico. You were there for a few days. Why do you go to Puerto Rico, and why should I care?
Well, for the last 4 years or so, I've been working very heavily with gun rights activists there, along with legislators, to try and change Puerto Rico's gun laws, which are very, very horrible. And we came to the point where we're going to get rid of about half the gun laws in Puerto Rico, and then the hurricanes hit last year, and of course the legislature there has been, you know, having other priorities to have to deal with rather than gun rights. And so I was sort of there cajoling and pushing a little bit to try to get us back on the agenda now that it's a year after the brutal hurricane hit Puerto Rico. I was there the day the hurricane hit. I got out of last plane because I was lobbying the legislature. And so I wanted to go back and make sure that I'm there and I'm in their face and they're remembering we need to change some laws there. Puerto Rico, you know, not being a state but being a U.S. territory, we've got rid of some of the bad gun laws in other places, you know, other territories. But I'm working on Puerto Rico very heavily. We've got an awful lot of gun rights supporters there, and they're U.S. citizens, and I don't want them not having the same rights we have in other states.
What's your gut feeling of the support for – because a lot of – believe it or not, there's still a lot of people out there that don't realize that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. They just simply are not a state. It's a commonwealth, and it's U.S. territory. But – What's your overall sense of the feeling of the right to bear arms in Puerto Rico versus the fight going on here in the United States? Are they anywhere near us, percentage standpoint, X amount?
Well, there's a couple of trends running in Puerto Rico. One, of course, crime has run rampant over the last several years, and people want the right to have a firearm, you know, particularly a handgun, to defend themselves. And it's rather difficult in Puerto Rico to get it, and some of their laws are so crazy. You're limited on the ammunition you can have, and to buy more ammunition, you got to turn up and give the shell casings for the, you know, to show that you used up your ammunition before they let you have more. The laws are very, very horrible in Puerto Rico, and we're working very hard to change those laws. There was a time when, you know, we got some laws changed already there. There was a time a few years back where if you're a married woman in Puerto Rico, you couldn't have a gun unless your husband, you know, signed a waiver and let you own one. We got that law off the books as an example. So now that women are emancipated, even if you're married in Puerto Rico, you have a right to get the firearm for self-defense, even though it's not easy to get and it's still horrible. We've made some progress. So while they probably have the worst gun laws in the United States, we're working to change that.
We don't really talk about it enough, quite frankly. We talk about New Jersey. We talk about California. We don't talk about Puerto Rico. And, Puerto Ricans are Americans. These individual citizens have the same rights we have, you would think. But at the same time, we kind of forget about it. And we don't talk about it as much as we should. So I know darn good and well that they're thrilled that you're over there doing what you're doing. One quick question about Puerto Rico before we move on. How's the island doing since the storm? Because I did remind my listeners last year, you did get out on the absolute last flight before the storm hit. You got out, literally.
Yeah, I was actually, to be honest with you, when you land at the airport today in San Juan, it's like nothing happened. The airport's perfectly fine. It looks just like it did before it hit. It looks like it did the day I left. But as you drive into San Juan from the airport, you will see billboards that aren't back up. You will see roofs, some roofs that are destroyed. Not a lot. Street signs that aren't standing straight up or crooked or fallen, you know, down and not been put back up yet. But the roadways are clear. The electricity is back. Like old San Juan, historic area, if you walk through town, you would not know anything happened whatsoever at all, unless you realized and looked up and saw a couple balconies that haven't been repaired yet. But by and large, it looks perfect. The real problem was not what the damage the hurricane did itself, passing through where the flooding when that was gone. For 3 months, they didn't really have, you know, water and power. And that was the problem. You couldn't really live there. And many people in Puerto Rico left because there's no way to survive without water and power. Now water and power is restored. And so things are normal. It really didn't look like such a devastating hurricane when you look at it now when you're there. But if you had to live through those critical 3 months or so, it would have been brutal.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Well, thank you for being there, and thank you for fighting for gun rights for all Americans wherever we happen to be, the Mariana Islands and everywhere else. Those were big victories that we were able to talk
about
here.
Actually, it's not just fighting for gun rights for Americans. I tend to travel around the globe fighting for gun rights.
Right.
I don't think people's gun rights or the right to means of self-defense should stop at any border. And so we've been working all across the globe with the International Association for Protection of Civilian Arms Rights and other groups in working very, very hard. I'd rather fight this battle on enemy soil, so to speak, than fight it in New York and California.
Yeah, it's not just an American civil right, birthright. It's a human right is what we're talking about here, and you do that very well. Alan, I got an email I want to ask you about. You may be familiar with the Uber driver, and I want to spend the next segment, final segment, with you talking about the gun rights policy conference. We'll spend quite a bit of time on that. Are you familiar with the Uber driver who was recently fired because he defended himself in Florida against the guy and shot and killed the guy who tried to run him off the road the other day?
Actually, I know about it. He's not the first Uber driver to have been fired because he used the firearm to protect himself. Uber has had a very heavy anti-gun policy for their drivers. So this isn't really new. It's just one more episode in the Uber history, so to speak.
I got a great email that says, Mark, I'd love to hear Alan's take on this. The Uber driver fired for violating the company policy on firearms acted in lawful self-defense under the law. A reasonable person would deduce that he is now fired from Uber. To me, this is ripe for a civil rights lawsuit against Uber. This driver exercised a constitutionally recognized right to self-preservation. He is a lawfully armed citizen in Florida following the law, and Uber firing him has inflicted financial damage and wrongfully terminated his employment. He's also in his own vehicle. I would be filing a suit if I were this man. Uber may have a policy, but it doesn't trump his civil rights, does it? Would love to hear Alan's take on that. Thanks. Chad, see you at
GRPC. Well, unfortunately, to some degree, it does trump his civil rights when he accepts the Uber employment, so to speak, or provide services to Uber and signs a contract that says that this is what their policy is. He's basically, for all intents and purposes, waived his rights to a large extent.
Wow, okay.
We've been involved in litigation in the past in this area when it comes to employees, where they get fired for having a gun in their car on company property or carrying the firearm, with them while they're at work. Unfortunately, as a condition of employment, the courts have been very lenient to the company's employment rights.
And, it's before we're heading into the break right now, we'll come back. We're going to talk about the gun rights policy conference, which the emailer referenced. But it's just like this. You don't have a right to say what you want to say at work. Ask your employer. We'll be back after this. All right, Armed American Radio fan, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,500 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could pick your favorite 1911, a new AR-15, or a new hunting rifle. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my lucky listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA. They're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy any gun you want. And it's never been easier to win. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that easy. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE. That's F-R-E-E to the number 87222. But this all ends Friday, September 21st. So hurry. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. 10 chances to win $1,500 on the line. Imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Make your dream come true right now. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box. Biometric, keypad, and RFID gun safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back indeed. I have a gun box, and the thing is unbelievable. It holds my Smith & Wesson 686 full-size revolver. The thing's beautiful, 686 Plus. And it also holds a Glock 19, both of them very comfortably. It's got the RFIDs. It's got the biometric. 4 different ways to get in it. It's got the keypad. I mean, you've got any option you need. You got a little wallet card that will open it. The finger, the whole thing, it's very, very cool. You can mount it if you want to. New sponsor, check out thegunbox.com. Thegunbox.com online. It is quite the piece. You know what it's like. It's like an iPhone. It's kind of like an iPhone for gun safes. It has that feel and that technology about it. It's quite cool. Thegunbox.com, and we thank them for supporting Armed American Radio. We hope you'll pick one up, too. They are really, really nice. All right, Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program. The whole Uber thing, again, I was talking with Sean about that, who does drive for Uber. He does the Eat thing and doesn't take passengers, but that terms of service is in there. And all I'll tell you is this. I said this to my daytime audience. If you're driving for Uber in your own vehicle and you're not carrying a firearm for self-defense, and you're picking people up you don't know, I don't know how you do it. I know I would be carrying my own gun, and I probably wouldn't be too concerned about being released if I were alive rather than dead. But that's just me. You're not violating any laws. Remember, you're violating their policy. Now, check the laws. Your mileage in your state may vary, so you definitely want to check those state laws. Alan, that letter came to me from Chad Hendricks, who you might remember was a speaker at the Gun Rights Policy Conference last year at the Pink Pistols. Founder, locator down in Fort Myers, Florida. Chad's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I believe you've met him. And he says at the end of his letter, see you at Gun Rights Policy Conference. Let's talk about it because it's a big one this year. I know it's going to be huge.
Yeah, actually, when I hit my desk tomorrow morning, I'm assuming that our pre-registration will be above 800 by tomorrow. It was all, just a hair under coming into the weekend, so it's got to cross it. And I'm shooting. I'm hoping to break 900, hit an all-time record. We're in Chicago, September 21, 2, and 3, and at the Hyatt Regency at O'Hare Airport. The conference for attendees is free. A couple hundred dollars worth of free books and materials get given out. We pick up, you know, meals and everything for people who attend. It's a great place to be. You'll be there speaking, obviously. Yes. Tom Gresham, we referenced, will also be speaking there. Kurt Schilling, you've had on the guest on your show, you know, our noted great pitcher. He'll be there speaking. Kyle Kashuf, the Parkland school survivor from the shooting, who's become a gun rights activist in his own right, will be there to tell us what it's like to be a gun rights activist in a high school where, you know, you're being demonized because you support gun rights. He will be speaking. Cody Wilson, our inventor of 3D, you know, firearms, you know, printable gun, will be there, and probably you'll be able to watch a gun being printed there this year at GRPC. I have a feeling Cody's going to have this stuff set up so you can actually see how this all works. And from new modern technology, Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America will be speaking. A number of NRA directors will be there speaking. I'll be there. Joe Tarter will be there speaking. About 70 plus speakers over the event. It's going to be absolutely amazing. This one is really important. The midterm elections coming up, but that'll be discussed. All the prominent attorneys involved in gun rights litigation will be there speaking, on a series of litigation we've got going on in federal courts all across the country right now. It's just the amazing event of the year.
It really truly is. And I know it sounds very cliche, but it is the meeting of the gun lobby. And if you, listener, want to meet, and because you are too, if you want to meet with us, all of us, you will see everybody you've ever heard on this show will be there, and a whole lot more people that will be on the show in the future that might not have been on will be there. It's everybody who's anybody congregating in one huge room. And you're going to walk away with about $250 worth of free books, a lot of great self-defense reading material. I guess, Alan, the list of the books grows every year, but I will tell listeners, I think it's safe to say, make room in a suitcase to bring that stuff back, right? Or plan to check a bag.
Yeah, we give you a lot of stuff when you come. And again, all you have to do to register is go to saf.org, and you'll see the Gun Rights Policy Conference thing. Click on it and register, saf.org. I look forward to meeting and seeing a lot of your listeners and renewing a lot of friendships and acquaintance, you know, off this radio show with people who will be attending.
Yeah, of course. And something else also, Stacey Washington, let's not forget Stacey on the right, will be there as well. You listener may have seen her on Fox News or St. Louis Post-Dispatch when she was writing for them prior to being released because they didn't like what she wrote about the NRA. Her radio show is exploding. She's on about 150 stations now during the daytime show. We'll all be there. We all want to meet you, and it's all one big, giant, happy family. And my gosh, you learn a lot. I do every time I'm there. It's really, really incredible. Alan, it runs starting on Friday at the Hyatt, at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. So if you're flying in from O'Hare, it's pretty much right there on top of you. It goes the 21st. There's a get-together or something, right, on the 21st Friday evening?
A Friday evening reception, and then all-day Saturday, a reception Saturday evening as well, and then half the day on Sunday so you can book your flights to get home for Monday morning to get to work. But so you fly in on Friday and leave late on Sunday.
Yeah, and I will probably be taping portions of this program because of it running into the conference. I will be staying in Chicago overnight Sunday. I will either be doing the program live from one of the conference rooms in Chicago at O'Hare, or I will be bringing guests in and recording them throughout the day and running that program later on in the evening, a couple hours after the conference closes out. So either way, you might come in and see us doing Armed American Radio at the same time, which would be an awful lot of fun. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, welcome home from Puerto Rico. Thank you for everything you do over there. Thanks for all of your wit, your wisdom, and your insight, and for everything you do. I'm going to turn it over to you one more time. SAF.org for GRPC registration, right?
Right. I'd like to hit that 900 people there and have an all-time record. So if you're thinking of coming, please do. I want to see you there at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, saf.org. And like Mark says, he loves free stuff. It's free.
Yeah, it is free stuff. And as my kids always say about Alan when they meet him, Alan is savage. Come out and meet Alan Gottlieb and shake his paw. He will be walking around and speaking and walking around the room, meeting everybody that comes in the door. Alan, thank you for everything you do over at the Second Amendment Foundation. And I'm sure we'll be talking with you again next week as well. That's Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. It's hard to believe that September 21st is coming up on us that quick, but it is. It is literally right around the corner. Hard to believe. Man, oh, man. All right, coming up in the next hour, A.W.R. Hawkins is going to be here, and I have a lot of ground to cover with him. I just don't think, well, I know that I'm not going to be able to get it all in, but we're going to be talking about Levi Strauss now joining forces with Michael Bloomberg. Levi's. Jeans. Wrap your head around what I'm talking about here. Levi Strauss Jeans joining forces with Michael Bloomberg to push a gun control agenda. How does this happen? How does this happen? David Hogg talking about Kavanaugh because he's 18. He knows everything about everything. And, you know, he feels that Kavanaugh would allow AR-15s. They're already legal, David. They're the most popular rifle in America. But he doesn't think they're good for self-defense because they can shoot farther than a handgun. What? You can't make this stuff up. Next hour is going to be wonderful with A.W.R. Hawkins. And coming up in the third hour, Jerry Henry. We're going to get folksy and real with Jerry Henry from GeorgiaCarry.org. Wow, going to be a great time. Remember, until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Please don't be that unarmed caveman. Enjoy the rest of your 5 minutes, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.